Hello, everybody. It is Sounds Escaping, Complete and Utter Chaos. Right now it's 11 o'clock, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. If you were supposed to be here for Ethan's show, there was a little mix-up. Sorry about that. He's going on at 12. Thank you so much.
sleep. Like, oh my God. Damn. How the fuck we got to where we started? This love don't feel how I felt when we started. This love don't feel how I felt when we started. Got me thinking so deep, I'm in my conscience. Got me doing these drugs that help me balance. I ain't trying to blame you, but this shit a challenge. I live my life like a kid with allowance. My life so fast, I need me a down bitch. Anarchy tatted under my armpit. Don't make me start a fucking riot. Sometimes this shit gets so exciting. We ride around, we started riots. We rock the bank cause we want profit. We took our shit and kept it silent. We took that route cause we about it. So you catching them bodies, I highly doubt it. My boy shot at them niggas and he rolling off my lane. We fought that they keep ass, fought that they parties. I jump out the rope, I feel like Jeff Hardy. Got tats on my sleeve like Ed Hardy. I'm smoking that weed just like a Marley. One shot and it bleed, please don't bother me. Woo. How the fuck we got to where we started? Huh? The love don't feel the same like when we started. Should've known this shit was not real when it started. Yeah, everybody fake this shit retarded. My back to the wall. My back to the wall. Can't fuck with these dirty little hoes. These bitches be hurting me up. Can't put my trust in no hoe. Hell nah, little bro. I passed that bitch to my boy like him, little bro. I took the pen on my side. It ride like a boat. And I took off with them M's and I stuck to the coat.
Johnny, my love, get out of the business. It makes me wanna rough you up so badly. Makes me wanna roll you up in plastic, toss you up and pump you full of lead. Johnny, my love, get out of shiny platter, and I am gonna get your heavy head. I only ask because I'm a real cunt in spring. You can rent me by the hour. I know all about the Abbey Pilgrim thing. Entertain so Johnny, my love, we got us a witness. Now all we gotta do is get a preacher. He can probably skip the until death part. Cause Johnny, my love, you're already dead. Highly ask me. Can rent me by the hour. I know all about the other pilgrim thing. Entertainers bring Mayflowers. Mayflowers. Mayflowers to you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
This one?
Oh. Yeah, we are on, yeah.
Hello?
Oh, yeah.
Hello. 11-11, make a wish.
That was not planned.
It wasn't planned.
Or was it?
You'll never know.
You'll never know.
This is Fiona and Elena, and in spirit, Clarellis.
Clarellis.
We miss you, Claire.
We miss you.
We hope you're having a fun time in Oxford at Soundscaping UK.
The Queen is dead.
Yeah. She is.
All right. It's very confusing that.
So
it's still 11-11. You can still make a wish.
Oh, right. Wow. Wow. You have
right
2 seconds.
Right now.
I mean, no. You can't. It's too late. Anymore.
Sorry. I hope you wish on something good.
So on that, so far we had Cruel World by Lana Del Rey, Over by Playboi Carti, Dance of the Seven Veils by Liz Phair, and you'll never guess what else we have. I guess that's just for you to find out.
I wonder when they'll find out.
I don't know when.
Tomorrow?
I don't know. I'm kind of busy tomorrow, so I'm not sure if that would work.
I would say I'm pretty busy as well tomorrow.
Yeah. Friday?
Yeah, I don't think I've got a lot going on Friday.
Yeah, I kind of after work.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But after that, totally free.
Maybe then we can do it. Gosh, it feels so late.
It is. It is late.
But
not too late.
We were able to watch a whole movie before the show.
We watched My Life as a Zucchini, stop motion animation, and it was very sad, but the animation was good.
Yeah, I feel like that's how I framed it also, right?
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't...
No, yeah. That's exactly how you framed it.
It was funny, like, halfway... Oh, spoiler alert. Halfway through, and you were like, he's gonna end up adopting them. I was like, yeah. I was just sitting there like, yup.
Yeah, sorry for the spoiler. But it's true. It was a little predictable.
Yeah.
But you'll see our full Letterboxd reviews
soon. Mine's already up there. It's my favorite, so...
Oh, that's
It's one of my favorites.
You're not gonna rewatch review it?
Oh, you can do that?
Yeah.
Ah, maybe. Yeah. It's just so... I just think it's cute.
It is cute. The
animation I like a beautiful movie. Like, I don't know. I feel like not a lot of... I haven't yet seen a movie where, like, it's hit every single, like, box for me. I don't know if you felt that.
I gotta think about it. Maybe with, Chungking Express.
Really?
Not every box.
I haven't watched it. That's why I'm saying, like, really, like, maybe I should watch it.
You should watch it. I like it. It's just a lot about food and...
That sounds good.
Yeah, food, love, I don't know. Maybe, like,
not love. It's my watch list.
In real time. Yeah.
I'm opening up Letterboxd on the search bar.
And smiling.
Smiling. And now I'm searching it.
Smiling.
And now it's already on my watch list. So.
Oh.
Everyone else, I would do that all the time. Where I'm like, oh, that sounds like a really good film, and then I go to add it to my watch list, and it's literally like already on it.
Yeah. There's so many things on it now.
I know, and I never end up watching any of them. But.
But this, hey, I watched this movie today, and that was on my watch list. So.
That's true. And so I'm just like, I'll watch a movie, and then I'll go to my watch list, and I'm like, oh, it was on my watch list. Yay.
Yeah. And then it's so great.
But I feel like this movie was better than Marcel the Shell with Shoes On.
Yeah, I agree. It was. Marcel the Shell with Shoes On was just like, I don't even know.
Yeah. I just like, it's one of those movies where it's like, okay, like, fine, I watched it. I'm never going to watch that ever again.
Yeah, it was more just like a feel-good movie in the way where it like didn't make you feel that good.
Yeah, and I really...
I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize. And I really didn't like that part where, like, all the people were, like, trying to take selfies in front of the house and, like, throwing things, you know?
Yeah. Maybe it wasn't a feel-good movie. Maybe it was...
Like a feel-bad movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that was the whole point, is, like, there was no point. And that's why it was, like, stupid. Who knows?
It was about the internet. I could appreciate it from, like, an internet...
Internet art.
An
internet art standpoint.
But I feel like the same thing could have been achieved, like, without it being a feature-length film. You know?
It did not need to be a feature-length.
It really did not.
Yeah. I also fell asleep during the most critical part of it, so I honestly don't know what happened.
The most critical, like, 5 minutes Fiona was out for. And, like, you really didn't miss, like,
a thing. Didn't miss much, right?
That's the crazy part, yeah. Like, you really did not.
Yeah.
Because even that was stupid, like, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I liked it in the moment. Now looking back, I'm like, I was crazy. No. It wasn't that good.
In that moment, you were like, where have you been?
Yeah, I was.
And you know what that reminds me of? Possibly this next song, a classic by Rihanna. Where have you been? All my...
I've been everywhere, man, looking for someone who can please me, love me all night long. I've been everywhere, man, looking for you, babe. Looking for you, babe. Searching for you, babe. Everywhere, man, looking for. for you, babe. Looking for you, babe. Searching for you, babe.
Bitch, you're making me distracted. This is not a diss track, but I don't like that crazy. Bitch, spin around like a nine and give me whiplash. Come so fresh, all clean, out of the bag. Every time I fall, I'm bound to get back up. You've been lying to me and that's messed up. You don't know how I feel, put your crest up. Dreams out of a dream, had to rest up. Give you something to believe in. I got the something that you've been seeking. And I'll wait for the fall. But this strange story about to reach my favorite I'm pour up a drink, baby, it's you. You know who you are. It's been too long. Knocking in with the force and I have to force it. Take the door off the door and can't fit in with the normies. Being dreamy is a sin, Lord forgive me. Have a go and shake the room, baby. I'm going crazy, screw loose, baby. You don't know me, have you shake the news lately? I should've told you about the truth, but I was too late. You always try to tell me so serious, but it's a joke too. But it's only funny when we tell it, otherwise it's not fun. And it's only priceless until you put a price on it. Someone put a price on it, so you can't buy it.
hips, my thighs, my hair, my eyes, my late night cries. I wanna take my clothes off, wanna touch my hips, my thighs, my hair, not yours, oh my, yeah. Wanna dance you out of my, gotta dance you out of my hips, my thighs, my wrongs, my rights, yeah. Listen to the rhythm and make no compromise.
Okay, it is now time for a segment we call the Hourly PSA.
Woohoo!
Organ donation PSA. There are many social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. It saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com. Matchingdonors.com links organ donors with people in need of a kidney and other transplants. In the US, 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you are someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. This has been a public service message from matchingdonors.com and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Freeform Radio. Thanks!
Thanks!
Thanks. Alright, now.
Now,
No more tears in the club.
Yeah, there were no more tears in the club.
No more tears in the club, no more cheap thrills.
I know. We meant to play the featuring Sean Paul one.
Yeah.
This so just yeah. Imagine that in your head when you're listening to it. Where have you been? Yeah. I realized I hated that song, the Drain. I hated Drain Story. Yeah. I listened to it, and I realize I don't like it, so I'm sorry for playing it, honestly.
That's okay. I hadn't listened to it yet, so...
Yeah, I don't know. I was just not into it.
Yeah. How many times have you listened to it?
Like, twice.
Okay. After this one, or before?
Like, before that one.
Okay. Well, that's on you.
But, yeah. Maybe I'll grow to like it, but I don't know. When I heard it after leaving class, I was like, okay, yeah. But then I heard it now, and maybe it's because I'm tired, but...
Could also be that, like, post Where Have You Been?
Yeah, you're so right.
You're so right.
After a masterpiece, like...
After a masterpiece, like, Where Have You Been?
like, not, like, you can't just put anything after that, you know? but I don't, I so couldn't, true. Like, from this, what we have queued, I don't know what I would, like, have put after, so.
There's nothing. Maybe Cheap Thrills. No, only Tears in the Club could have gone after, but...
Oh, fair.
But it didn't happen, and so we realized that Drain Story was not for me.
Exactly. And you know what? Is this crazy thing, right? If you're listening right now, you can just go back, and if you remember when we played Drain Story, you can just cut that memory out.
Yeah, you can make a playlist without Drain Story.
Exactly. If you have some free time right now, if you want to just go ahead and play Where Have You Been, and then queue up Tears in the Club... then that's it.
And the transition would be impeccable.
Exactly.
And it would be a great listen.
So that's what we recommend to you. That's your little homework for in 2 weeks when we come back. We'll check back in with you then, but...
Yes.
What's your rosebud thorn?
Okay, let me think. So my rose is that... I got to hang out with my friends all day because I was stranded in Medford.
Oh, gosh.
And so I got to see everybody and do this radio show with Elena. My bud is I can't wait to go to Artist Books today. That's a fantastic class. I recommend. And... I learned so much in it. And
your bookbinding.
Yeah.
The ancient craft.
It's so easy and it's so fun. I'm never buying a notebook again. Which I keep saying. I'll make you one.
Oh, yes.
And my thorn is nothing bad's going on. Actually, I think my thorn is that I'm still in Medford and now I have to go home at some point. But maybe it'll happen. Maybe I'll just like sleep here in the radio show.
There's a couch.
Kidding. That's funny.
That's funny.
Kidding. Oh. What's your rosebud?
Oh, okay. Okay. My rose. That radio show is back.
Woo-hoo!
And I did it all summer with Clarels, which is my thorn that Clarels isn't here.
Oh, yes, that's also my thorn.
Right? But yeah, my rose is that we're doing it right now, and we had a fun time. We had a good dinner and yummy dessert.
Mm-hmm.
And my bud is. I don't know. I have been mixing glazes for my ceramics, and I'm really excited to see how they'll turn out. And I have some bowls that are ready for glazing, and so that means that they're almost done. Like they just need like a few days, and then they'll be done. So it's like really exciting.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And then yeah, that's me. It's my rosebud thorn. Yes. Wait, I didn't clap for you.
Well, we could clap now for both of us.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that makes me think.
Oh, you know what? You want to think something makes me think about? The fact that my brother's Airbnb tonight is at a horse farm.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because, like, the clap sounded like a horse galloping.
Because you know who gallops. Because you know who gallops as a child? I'm kidding. We can't say it's on air.
But, yeah, like, how your brother's staying at what place? What
a horse
did you
farm.
Say? Oh. And when he leaves, what's he gonna say to the horses?
Goodbye, horses!
Thank you. cross for you. How do you want me? I conjure up that coochie for you. Houdini, and I might be that hoochie for you. Do you need me?
on the pop bricks.
I'm addicted to flexing on my old hoes. Hand-me-downs, they ain't worth more than my old clothes. Woo! I might fuck up, but I keep that on the low, low.
Low!
Oh, I keep that on the low, low, on the low, low. Woo! I think I'm addicted to flexing on my old hoes. Woo! I think I'm addicted to flexing on my old hoes. I think I'm addicted to flexing on my old hoes. I think I'm addicted to flexing on my old hoes. Flexing on my old hoes. I'm addicted to them.
I flex on my ex every time that she texts me. I'm looking like,
hold up.
I know I'm the shit, but she say I ain't shit in my dick is. Bitch, shut up.
Yeah.
I'm taking my new bitch to places I took her. She cannot afford it. Being I posted on Instagram stunting, she trying to ignore it.
You mad or no?
Yeah. I bought a new whip just in spite of that bitch. She be catching a bus. Seen her pretending I'm picking her up. When I pulled up, I gave her the finger and
yeah.
I bought her a gift, didn't return it. I took it right back from her. I ain't gon' never get back with her unless she sucks me like Dracula. Listen, I'm telling you.
I
see her in public and stun on a bitch. Do you see this coat?
Why
keep her around if she just gon' drown and jump off the boat?
I
sent her a text and told her I love her and sent a reply.
Bitch.
She blow on my phone and won't leave me alone, so
bitch, bye. Yeah.
I'm addicted to flexing on my old hoes.
Hand-me-downs,
they ain't worth more than my old clothes. Woo! I might fuck her, but I keep that on the low, low.
Low!
Oh, I keep that on the low, low, on the low, low.
Woo!
I think I'm addicted to flexing on my old hoes. I think I'm addicted to flexing on my old hoes. I think I'm addicted to flexing on my old hoes. I think I'm addicted to flexing on my old
hoes.
Flexing on my old
hoes.
I'm addicted to them.
I show up to all of her family events cause her mama still love me.
I love you, mama.
And she got a new nigga, so when I pull up, he be looking so jelly.
I hate that nigga.
If I'm really on tip, I might even show up with one of her buddies.
I fucked her too.
As soon as she come up and hug me, I look and I say,
bitch, what?
Yeah!
She tell all her friends that I ain't the man, bitch, fuck you mean.
Yeah!
I know that she want me, she peeping my rollies on fucking fleet.
Fuckin'
and speaking of rollies, I left her alone cause she wasting my time. She trying to come over and fuck, but I cannot see her, I'm legally blind.
Yeah!
I'm swaggin'. Listen, Linda, I'm swaggin'. If you had me, then you a has-been. Look at me now with young nigga fashion, my new bitch's name is Yasmin. I never do cut for my pass, I'm like a college exam, bitch. I am the man, I don't give a damn, so
bitch, bye, yeah.
I'm addicted to flexing on my old hoes. Hand-me-downs, they ain't worth more than my old clothes. Woo! I might fuck up, but I keep that on the low, low.
Low!
Oh, I keep that on the low, low, on the low, low.
Woo!
I think I'm addicted to flexing on my old hoes. Addicted to flexing on my old hoes. I think I'm addicted to flexing on my old hoes. I think I'm addicted to flexing on my old
hoes.
Flexing on my old
hoes.
I'm addicted to them.
Hello.
Hello.
We hope you enjoyed that song. It is so epic.
It really is. And you know what I'm addicted to?
Flexing on your ex.
No. I'm addicted to... You are now listening to Tony Amofo. And, I actually can't read the sign with the lights off. 91.5 WMFO. Free Tufts Freeform Radio. In Medford.
Hashtag keep it freeform. You know what I'm addicted to?
What?
This radio station.
Why? How?
Because it's so awesome and I keep coming back.
Can't stay away.
No.
I've been doing this like at this point, a year, like, literally for a year, like,
yeah.
Straight, because I did it in the summer, too. So, I really just can't stay away.
Can't stay away. How was it over the summer? Like, did you play, like, more summery songs, or was it just complete and utter chaos?
Oh, it was complete and utter chaos. Claire and I fully just, like, anything and everything.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. We had some good combos. There was that one time that you were there on FaceTime. That was fun.
Oh,
that was fun.
Yeah.
That really worked. I think that was, like, honestly, like, the last time we went that in the summer, though.
That was the last time?
Or the second to the last, third to the last. I don't remember. I feel like we only went, like, 4 or 5 times. Like, and there were more than 4 or 5 weeks. Or we did it every other week. So, actually, you know what? We may have actually done every single time.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. All I know is that there were so many open spots. Nobody really was there. Or slash... And a lot of people had a lot of fun doing, like... They did, like, multiple hour shows.
Oh, did you ever do that?
We did 2 hours one time.
Oh, wow. Was it good?
It was kind of a lot.
Okay, yeah.
Because I feel like an hour is a good amount of time.
Yeah. You know? You get a good amount of songs in, a good mix.
Good amount of talking, like... I'm pretty tired. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I'm so tired.
Right? So it's, like, hard to say.
Yeah.
But I guess we'll just cue up the last song.
Oh, yeah.
are you going to beg for it?
Yes. I'm begging for this last song, so.
Okay.
So it'll play now.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you again to Ethan for letting us play.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah. Listen to him next.
Yes, he's going on next. So.
Alrighty. Okay. Here's our last song.
Take you to the